Welcome to Friendly Connection. I'm your host, Chuck Hartman.
Remember, when navigating hard times and uncertain seasons, God keeps all who remain in Christ.
Friendly Connection is an inspirational and encouraging weekly walk through the Word. I pray that today's message will be an encouragement as you live out your faith. Now, let's go to today's message.
You know, thinking this morning, the first house that Sonia and I ever owned, the first dining room table that we ever had, had a glass top. And one thing we had to learn quickly was you really need to pay attention to the glass top, because even though it's very thick, it would be easy to break. And I think we had a couple of near misses with that glass table. We were happy to see it come, and I think we were even happier to see it go. But there was a story that I heard of a family who, I guess maybe it was sometime in the 80s when those tables really took off, had this brand new glass top table in their dining room, and they were very pleased with it and happy for it. And I understand that they were preparing a big meal. I don't know if it was Thanksgiving or Christmas, but they had prepared a big meal, and they brought all these hot dishes in and set them down on this glass top table. And about 5 minutes, if even that, into the meal, there was this loud pop, and the table had cracked and split, and their entire dinner was on the floor. That's a very difficult time. For that to happen, if it were Thanksgiving, it might be hard to give God thanks, because your hard work and everything is laying on the floor. And the meal you were looking so forward to also is laying on the floor. But you know, I think about that. In the greater scheme of life, you know, that's not that big a deal. I think about the Apostle Paul and the many hardships that he faced throughout his life in ministry. But time and time again, Paul talks about giving thanks, giving a continual thanks, that God's thanks, that his thanksgiving might increase, that more and more people will know the truth of the love of Christ, and that out of that, more people will give thanks to God, that God's thanks will be increased. And like we've talked about for the last many weeks, you know, one of the jobs that Christians do is to give God thanks. And through giving God thanks, even in difficult times like a table splitting and food falling on the floor, to give God thanks, it magnifies how big our God truly is. Because if there's an unbeliever there seated with us at table, what are they going to say? How is it that you still rejoice? It gives you a wonderful opportunity. Let me tell you about the Holy Spirit who lives inside me. Let me tell you about Christ who has changed my life. He has met my condition. Let me tell you about Him. So think about that as we look at God's Word this morning. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, looking at verses 13 through 15. If you have your Bibles, I invite you to turn there. Lord willing, it'll be on the screen, or is on the screen. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, starting at verse 13, it reads like this. Since we have the same spirit of faith, according to what has been written, I believe and so I spoke. We also believe and we also speak, knowing that he who raised the Lord Jesus will raise us also with Jesus and bring us with you unto his presence. For it is all for your sake, so that as grace extends to more and more people, it may increase thanksgiving to the glory of God. And Father, we're grateful for your word. Father, I pray that you give all of us new application from the reading of your word this day, that we might apply to our lives as we live out our faith in front of others. Father, we're grateful that you hear us. We're grateful that you answer us. We pray this in Christ Jesus' strong name. Amen. If we were to go and look, and I encourage you in your devotion time this week, to go and look at 2 Corinthians chapter 4, the verses that come before and come after what we're reading. But Paul has talked to the church at Corinth about all the trials and tribulations that they have gone through to get to this point. But he's saying, hey, it's for your sake that God might get an ever-growing thanksgiving. So that makes me think of a couple of things that I'd like to share with you this morning. It's good, of course, to give God thanks. Hopefully, over the last 4 weeks, we have really established that. And maybe you're thinking about Thanksgiving and giving God thanks in a whole different way than you have before. Maybe not, but I pray that you are. But it's good to give God thanks. It's good to be thankful. And I believe it's good to thank him for the assurance of eternal life. Of course, a biblical hope, biblical assurance is just that. It's assurance. It's a sure thing. If you're in Christ Jesus and you're living for him, then you are assured of life eternal. You know, for the Christian, when we die, death is just goodbye for a little while. We'll be reunited again. And you know, when we talk with other Christians and then those who maybe aren't Christian, and we explain and express the hope we have of life eternal, number one, it just makes something within me well up to want to give God thanks. And I think, especially for a Christian maybe who has never thought that life is eternal, that it continues on, even after this realm of existence, we continue on in God's presence in a way more beautiful than we can even imagine right now. I think when we really grasp that, boy, it makes an excitement rise within our spirit. It just makes us want to thank God. I remember many years ago, Sonia and I were at a guest church. We were there singing and ministering, and we were talking about just that, the hope of resurrection, the hope of life eternal. And a lady came up to us after the service, and she says, you know, I lost my son about 10 years ago. And she says, these last 10 years I've been grieving, thinking that all of that was final, that I would never see him again, that we would not be together again. She said, I had never connected the dots that we live forever with Christ, that I've gone to church all my life, and I've just never connected those dots, that we are created for eternity. We are created to be in God's presence. You know, maybe for some of us, that's something we take for granted. Maybe for others, that's something we don't fully understand. But all of a sudden, it became real to this lady. I'll see my son again. Not only will I see my son again, I'll see Christ Jesus who died for me, who made that way possible that I could have life eternal. For the same Christ who made that also possible for her son, because her son was a confessing Christian when he passed. And all of a sudden, thanksgiving raised within her heart, and she left that church more joyfully than when she entered. This isn't goodbye. It's just goodbye for a little while. It's not final. We'll see each other again. What a glorious thought. And when we think about that, and it really sinks into our heart, that's a reason to give God thanks. And I think that was one of the things Paul understood, even in what we're reading today. One of the reasons he preached Christ so fervently, he understood that if it cost him his life, just like Christ was raised from the dead, he too would be raised to life eternal. He understood that, and he's also passing that on to the church at Corinth. And guess what? He's passing that along to us as well this morning. So it's good to give God thanks. It's good to be thankful, especially for the assurance of eternal life. It's good to be thankful for all the provisions that God gives us, the many providences that he gives us, maybe even things we aren't even aware of. It's good to be thankful for those things. And in giving God thanks for those things, we can impact a lot of lives around us, and all of a sudden we give people around us an opportunity to come together and to give God thanks. So it just multiplies thanksgiving to God. Last night, for instance, I was out checking the sidewalk in front of the theater, and there was a gentleman on the street who I met. He's not a part of our congregation. He's a part of another congregation, but we know one another. And we got to talking about Jesus right there in that spot. And it was just like a coming together and talking about how God had brought us through different things and things that he had done for us. And it was like we were having a mini church service right there on the sidewalk in Eldora. How wonderful. And so we were both talking about Jesus and what Jesus had done for us and the beliefs of the Quakers and the beliefs of his particular denomination and how they were similar and how they were different. But at the end of the day, it's about Christ Jesus and his dying for us and all the things that Christ does for us and the ways that he brings us through time and time again and meets our need time and time and time again. It's so good to give God thanks for that. And for those impromptu church services, if you will, where we're able to minister to others. Again, more and more people, in a very unlikely place, at a very unlikely time, giving thanks, giving to God. God's thanksgiving was increased last night in that spot. We polled the room. I bet many others of you have had opportunities like that throughout this week, maybe even yesterday. Again, it was just an ever-growing thanksgiving to God. So to be able to thank him for our continued provision, even when we meet together in impromptu ways, just thank him. It's good to thank God for life experiences. And I think Paul is in a roundabout way doing this with the church at Corinth. He's talking about the life experiences. Yes, I've had struggles. Yes, we've been persecuted greatly for bringing the good news message. But it's all for you. It's all worthwhile. So God gets an ever-growing thanksgiving. You know, I can promise you this. Some of the hardest things that I have gone through in life, and I've wondered even going through, why am I going through this? It wouldn't be, but a few weeks later, God would bring me to someone else who was going through something very similar or maybe something identical to what I've just been through. And then I would have to ask God, okay, God, did you allow me to come through this to help this other person? Or was I actually going through this anyway? You know, I don't know. I don't know if we'll know those answers this side of eternity, but here's what I do know. Be thankful for those life experiences because each one of them are like little building blocks that can help us minister truth and Christ Jesus to others. And in so doing, so many times we find out that other people begin to praise God. Thank you for sharing your life experience. I thought I was the only one who went through this. Now I know God's not upset or mad or whatever at me. You've gone through this. I've gone through this. God brought you through. He's going to bring me through. And all of a sudden, more thanksgiving to God. You know? So I encourage you this week, whether you're going through happy times, you're going through sad times, uncertain times, know that those life experiences may be bringing you to a new place of ministry so that you can bless and impart into the lives of others so that God's thanksgiving can be ever growing. I encourage you, think about life eternal. You know, don't worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow will take care of itself. Rejoice and be present in today, in this moment. That's all we have. That's all we're promised. And thank God for a life eternal with him in glory. That this isn't the end. That this is just the beginning of something so much greater. Just that thought in itself should make us want to thank God. And thank him for his continued provision. Over and over and over again. Just like in the life of Paul, just like in the life of Christ, God's no respecter of persons. What he has done for one, he'll gladly do for another. Whatever you're going through, know that he will continue to meet your every need.
I hope you'll join us again for Friendly Connection so we can explore God's Word together. Blessings.